This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. So glad you're able to join me today as we're looking once again at the wonderful name of Jesus. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So Jesus Christ is God, and in his name we find salvation. And I think it's important to understand that in his name we find salvation from sin. Secondly, we find authority over darkness. You know, the Bible says in Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And so he has delivered us from the power or the authority of darkness. And so instead of darkness having authority over you, you have authority over darkness in the name of Jesus. Authority is invested in that name if you will only use it. And so demons flee at the name of Jesus. Thirdly, in the name we have power to do signs and wonders. You know, Jesus made this clear in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. How does it happen? In my name. They will cast out demons. So how do we cast out demons? In the name of Jesus. They will speak in new tongues. We speak in tongues in the name of Jesus. They will take up serpents. So, you know, even when we have to deal with dangerous things, you know, even when we have to take authority over demonic activity, we do it in the name. If they drink anything deadly, by no means hurt them. So again, no harm comes against us in the name of Jesus Christ. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And so we lay hands on people in the name of Jesus Christ. Signs and wonders are done in the name. Fourthly, we have deliverance from the attacks of the enemy. Proverbs 18 and verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. I remember a time I had a very serious car crash. The car rolled 3 or 4 times. All I could do was say the name of Jesus. Over and over again, I just said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As I hung on to that steering wheel and the car just rolled and rolled and rolled and eventually ended on its roof. I got out of that car without a scratch, even though the car was written off completely. It was in bits. In that moment, I remember that moment. It's forever etched in my memory. That moment when the four wheels of the car left the ground and I knew I was no longer in control of my destiny. And I didn't have time for a long religious prayer. Things were out of control. All I could do was call on the name. And so I just said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they're safe. I called out to the Lord. Psalm 30, verse 2 and verse 8. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Verse 8, I cried out to you, Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. And I like the message. God, my God, I yelled for help and you put me together. The New Living. Oh, Lord, my God, I cried to you for help and you restored my health. You know, there will be times when things seem like they're out of control. And this is where we call on his name. And John 10:10, Satan comes to rob, to kill, to destroy. I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, the devil doesn't play fair. He's a destroyer. And he waits for the opportune moment to attack. Luke chapter 4 verse 13 says, Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Jeremiah 33:3, Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And so, again, we have deliverance in his name. Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And so, in the same way as, you know, we see in Mark chapter 4 that, you know, a storm came on the boat. He was in the stern asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care we're perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Well, you see, the wind and the sea obey his name. And he has given his name to us. He declared peace be still to the storms, and we can take the name of him who spoke to the storms, who spoke to disease and demons, and command them to leave and command change to come. We have authority in the name of Jesus. And in his name, we've delivered some of the attacks of the enemy. And You know, Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. So be under no illusions. The enemy does attack at times. But you know what? We have the victory in Jesus' name. Psalm 50 verse 15, call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will glorify me. You see, God separates those who call upon his name. Psalm 91 verse 14, because he set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Why does God deliver us? Because we know his name. We call his name. We use his name. Hallelujah. Acts 2:21, and whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, in the name of Jesus, we find salvation. We find authority over darkness, power to do signs and wonders, deliverance from the attacks of the enemy, and lastly, access to God's throne, because we are members of God's royal family. Did you know that through the name of Jesus, we have access to all areas? John chapter 14 and verse 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Chapter 15 and verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Chapter 16, verse 23. In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. We pray to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. And this is something important to understand, particularly if you're a new Christian. If you want your prayers to be answered, you pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus. This will transform your prayer life because there's authority in the name of Jesus Christ. And John chapter 20 and verse 17, Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Think of all of the tables of privilege on this earth. Only wealth or power, influence or fame can earn you a place. Now think of the glory of heaven and how you've been given a place, not because you are worthy, but because of the name of Jesus Christ to which you belong. And this is the beautiful thing when you consider the Christian message. The Bible says that we have been made accepted in the beloved. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. We have been to the praise, the glory of his grace by which he's made us accepted in the beloved. You're not rejected, you're accepted. So quit striving to earn the love and favor of your Heavenly Father and call on the name of Jesus Christ. Call on that name and you will see all of heaven come to your aid in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 9 verse 13, then Ananias said, Lord, I've heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call in your name. So what characterizes us as believers? That we call on the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 21, then all who heard were amazed, said, is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? The devil didn't mention a denomination or titles, but the name was upon those who truly belong to God. The Lord knows those who are his. And the devil targeted people who called on the name because they represented a real threat to him. Matthew chapter 18 verse 20, wherever two or more are gathered in my name. So are you in Christ or just in the crowd? Are you a follower or a spectator? Matthew 7:22, in the day of judgment, many will call on their Lord. They will say, we preached in your name, and in your name we forced out demons and worked many miracles. But I will tell them, I have nothing to do with you. Get out of my sight, you evil people. So again, it's important that we have a revelation of the name and that we truly have lives that are surrendered to Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we're no different to the sons of Sceva who are trying to take the name and just use it for personal benefit. Luke chapter 13, verse 26. Then you will answer, we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our town. The message, you will protest, but we've known you all our lives. And so, as I finish today, I want to ask you, have you given your heart to Jesus Christ alone? Have you called on that name? If you haven't, pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin, that you lived a perfect life, that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ, our Lord and Savior, fill your heart and home. Shalom.